Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right down to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today is my NFL legend video. It's Jim Brown, running back out of Syracuse University, running back by way of the Cleveland Browns. If you like the video, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Over the course of time, the last 2 years, everyone knows that we've really been doing an outstanding job here on 100 Yards of Football, and I've been having fun and talking about all these great players, especially from the legend standpoint. But today is very special to me because right now, when you're talking about a football player that changed the course of time, from the college standpoint to the National League standpoint, and all the other great players followed him, there's a reason that everybody said Jim Brown is the greatest football player in the history of this game on any level. And over the course of time, I was putting people up there like Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, even we talking about Tom Brady. But right now, when I did my research of the last 4 days on Jim Brown, I'm sorry. There's not been no other football player, pound for pound, better than this young man right here out of St. Simon's, Georgia. St. Simon's Island, Georgia, by way of New York. And my first thoughts of Jim Brown, I didn't get to see him play that much with my memories because at the time when he was having the success, I was a little baby growing up in Memphis, Tennessee from the 901. And most of all, the first knowledge of Jim Brown is when he retired from the game in 1966. And my parents took me to see this movie called The Dirty Dozen. And I want, before I go on, I want to wish my parents happy birthday. Because I wouldn't be the man I am, and I wouldn't be doing this. They were, my mother, Inez, was 84 last week, and my father, Chester, was 86. And that has been a tremendous blessing for me. So if we get, before I go on, I want to mention a happy birthday to my parents down there in the 901 in Memphis, Tennessee. But as I told you, first knowledge I had of Jim Brown is my parents took me to see that movie, The Dirty Dozen. And look at the characters that were in that movie. There were some stars. Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, Telly Savalas, Robert Ryan, Clint Walker, Ernest Borgnine, Richard Jackal. But the guy that stole the movie was Jim Brown because he played that character, Jefferson. And my favorite scene in that movie is when they was blowing up that German castle. Jim Brown had to take that, take his gun off his gun belt. It was about 10 barrels that he had to drop grenades in. And he had that Jim Brown look like he was getting ready to line up in that I formation. And he took out on grenades and he was boom, boom, boom. And Lee Marvin said, let's go, Jefferson, let's go. Boom, boom. He was putting in them cans. And the last can, that German soldier came around the bend with that machine gun and let him up. But at the end of the day, that's when I started, 6 years old, getting excited about Jim Brown. The man had retired from the game. It's crazy. But let's talk about Jim Brown, man. I want to start off in high school. He lettered in 11 sports. Scored over 100 touchdowns in high school. But this is what sticks out about me about Jim Brown. We're talking about the 50s, man. As a basketball player, he averaged 38 points a game. Gets to Syracuse. Letters in three sports. Football. Basketball. Lacrosse. He was an All-American in lacrosse at Syracuse University, along being an All-American in football. And that's another thing that I want to bring up. It was a time when he was on the Syracuse basketball team, and it was in a game against the Air Force, an Air Force base, and he came off the bench. Syracuse was losing that game. He scored 33 points. I didn't even know that. And we're talking about a Syracuse where there wasn't a lot of African-Americans playing.
Guys, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you what, it's nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, because let's face it, there's a bunch of them, it's more important than ever to be sure you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryptions to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe, or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe, that's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Then I'm going about his football exploits when he was in school at Syracuse. Junior year, 226 yards against an unbeaten Holy Cross team. But probably the greatest individual performance until Harold Griffin came along some years later at the University of Illinois and broke his record against Colgate, 1956. 197 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns, 7 extra points. Responsible for 43 points. He was also the kicker. Then ended his college career in the Cotton Bowl in 1957 against TCU. 132 yards and 3 touchdowns and a loss 28-27. at that time, that was must see TV, Jim Brown. And if you want to know how special Jim Brown was before he got to the National Football League, he was an All-American in lacrosse, set numerous records scoring goals that the NCAA had to change the rules in lacrosse. And it wasn't even an African-American sport. I'm sorry. Now let's go on to the National Football League. He only played 9 years. 126 touchdowns, 5.2 yards a carry. Won the NFL rushing title 8 times. The only time he didn't win it was his rookie season. Left as the all-time leading rusher at 12,312 yards. But these are two points I want to bring up about Jim Brown. He is the only running back on any level. We could talk about Herschel Walker. We could talk about Emmitt Smith. We could talk about Tony Dorsett. We could talk about Barry Sanders. We could talk about E.D., Eric Dickerson, out of Sealy, Texas. We could talk about Adrian Peterson. Ezekiel Elliott. All the great running backs, Walter Payton, Sweetness, Billy Sims, Jim Brown, to this day, and I'm 61 years old, he's the only running back in the National Football League to have a 100-yard game in every game he played. Then in 1963, when he broke the all-time NFL record, single yards in a season, 1,863 yards in 12 games. See, let me explain something to you. All I just put out there about Jim Brown, his records, his exploits, he did this on a 12-game season. Then a 3 times MVP. And he never played in a 16-game season. And I'm going to go back to Syracuse one more time. He was an All-American in track also. And on the high school level. And you think about the skill set with Jim Brown. Opposing force, straight ahead runner, and explosion, all in one basket, A+. And they were gunning at Jim Brown, late hitting them, dirty hitting them back then. But as he said, the one thing he didn't like about Franco Harris, great running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I didn't like Franco because he avoided contact and run out of bounds. Over the last 4 days, I've been watching Jim Brown's film. It's not one time I see him try to avoid contact. And then Jim Brown was a legitimate 9-7 sprinter. When I'm long gone off the face of this earth, and I've been watching this game all my life, and it's been some outstanding football players that came through the college ranks, the National Football League, there's been no other better football player than Jim Brown. I'm sorry. Hail to the king. Godzilla, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Jim Brown is the best football player that's ever put on pads in this game. Left the NFL, let me throw one more tidbit out there. 15,459 all-purpose yards. But the thing about Jim Brown, that during his time, and he led the league in rushing his 8 years out of nine, seven times out of those 8 years, he rushed over 1,200 yards. Think about that, man. This man had 1,863 yards when he left the game rushing. No, excuse me. 12,312 total yards rushing in a 12-game season. Think about if he would have been playing in a 16-game season. And he's only one of the players that can play in any era. And he definitely would have handled his business in this era. One thing you want to think about Jim Brown, man, and think about what would he would be right now with all this high-tech training. Football players putting time all year round. How the college game has went up to another level. How the National Football League game has went up to another level. True enough, it's great as athletes now on both sides of the ball. But I think Jim Brown would still perform at the highest level. He is, no doubt, no question, the greatest football player that ever, I'm going to say it one more time, put on pads. The city of Cleveland, Ohio, you should be proud every day. Dog pound.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I wish I could have saw him play in person, man. The Syracuse University. We talk about the SEC. We talk about Georgia. We talk about Alabama. Georgia just won the national championship. To Brian Spencer, this for you, man. You should be very, very proud. Because Jim Brown came through a school that your father was the first black assistant coach. And he is still the greatest football player on any level. Brian, you should be proud, man, to be associated with Syracuse. And to the Syracuse Orangemen, your school, your university, stand up and be proud today. Because sometimes we don't know when greatness comes through our building. Jim Brown is greatness. So I'm going to end it today. When I think about Jim Brown, and he did it at a time that was very, very tough of times throughout this country. I'm just sorry, during the 50s and 60s. Like the Gray Four Tops. Reach out, I'll be there. Now, if you feel that you can't go on, because all your hope is gone, your life is filled with much confusion until happiness is just only illusion. Jim Brown came through Syracuse, came through 9 years with the Cleveland Browns, became an actor, and he was there. And his life was an illusion. His life, for me, following this great game of the National Football League, following this great game of college football, Jim Brown became a role model. And he was there. It's never going to be another video, man, that I'm going to do that I'm going to put energy and pride and honor and love and come away with tears in my eyes. I know Jim Brown has had some issues over the years, but every football player that's played in the National Football League, I'm going to start here on that platform. Bobby Butler. Hugh Douglas. Lawrence Taylor. Jamar Chase. Odell Beckham Jr. When you take time to yourself, gentlemen, you need to think about Jim Brown, man. He let the lit. He let the fire. He brought the ocean. And it opened up. Thank you to my producer today, Mr. Logan Landers. If you like the video, please come in and share it. The legend, the greatest football player that ever played this game, Jim Brown. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Be blessed for the rest of the week and enjoy the combine this weekend.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.